You know it's local radio when you say something about someone on the air, and then like within 45 seconds they show up at your door saying, "I never said
Ready
that."
to issue a correction, yes. So,
Kristen Smith of the Chapel Carver Chamber of Commerce here. Aaron, as scheduled for the short and sweet business beat, but
Aaron, it's great to see you. I'll just say briefly, and I can tie it all in with the Tar Heel game tonight. So tonight, the Tar Heels face Indiana University, and actually, in 2012, it was the first intercity visit that I staffed.
That's right.
And we traveled. Yeah. You traveled with us to Bloomington, Indiana,
that was a lot of fun.
And that is actually where Chapel Hill Toffee is. Chapel Hill Crack got coined.
Oh, was that? Did that happen
was
there?
When it,
oh,
because
okay.
Because
you were giving out the gifts
out
to everyone.
Maybe it wasn't Bloomington, maybe it was Athens, but Meg McGurk said that her family affectionately called it apologies to Christy Graves and the Graves family. It's a great product. And what we're trying to convey is that it's really
it's
hard to resist.
It's really addictive.
Yes,
yeah.
This is
a positive moniker.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
So this was Meg, not Kristen. Okay.
No, but
credit where credit is due.
Meg will come on her spot and maybe correct me. But either way, go Tar Heels, and I'm hoping to also revisit some of the media reports that came out of our inner city visit to Bloomington, Indiana, just to be nostalgic and think about like the long-reaching impact of these trips. And so cheering for the Tar Heels tonight, and might look back a little bit at our 2012 inner city visit to Bloomington, Indiana.
Yeah, we learned a lot from that visit. I remember like one of the things that we learned that I don't think we expected to learn was how important the role of the community college was. I know.
Absolutely.
Durham Tech went up there with us, and everyone toured around Ivy Tech and saw it was Ivy Tech, right?
Ivy Tech, very good memory.
We remember this because it was such a cool school up there, and all of the close relationships that Ivy Tech had with Indiana and Ivy Tech had with the community. We went up there thinking, oh, we're going to spend all this time talking about town gown relations with Indiana. We spent half of the town gown time talking about the community college. So
and
we learned
actually,
a lot.
Durham Tech brought back one of their programs. They saw that they had a program where students could attend 2 years of Ivy Tech and then go on to IU, but while they were attending Ivy Tech, they could live on IU's campus. And Durham Tech came home and started that program with North Carolina Central University. And I would be remiss to say to remember their chancellor and pray for their community,
absolutely.
Who have experienced a loss. I know we'll be memorializing her Friday, but thinking about. It's amazing, not just about the community college system, but the interaction between the community college system and the higher education system in Indiana.
Yeah, definitely showing us the way. So we were speaking with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carver Chamber of Commerce. Holiday season is upon us. What's going on around?
I know. Holiday season is upon us. You know, we're going to give you a week to rest, let the turkey digest. But I'm going to do a quick run through of what's going on next week at the chamber. We received a grant from the Department of Energy, and we're going to be hosting two free sessions open and chamber members and anybody else to talk about energy audits and retrofits. So we're really excited about that. We'll have lunch on December 6th or breakfast December 7th. It's on us and it's free. We'll be hearing from experts from the Institute for Market Transformation and the Council of Small Enterprises. So we're excited to learn more about how energy efficiency can help businesses save money.
Very cool.
Wednesday, December 7th, Taking Care of Business. That's our monthly kind of programming event for small business. We'll get a better understanding of the importance of customer perceptions and discover a process to measure it from Nancy McCurry, who's at Broadreach Marketing Services. And dinner is sponsored by Hickory Tavern. So head on down to Carbro, 5:30 to 7. That's Taking Care of Business with Nancy McCurry, our monthly event for small business.
Is that going to be at Hickory Tavern?
That's going to be at Hickory
Tavern.
Tavern, cool. It's changed. It's been at Homewood Suites, and Hickory Tavern is hosting us on Wednesday, December 7th.
Very nice.
And then December 8th, we'll be here at University Place celebrating community heroes. That's our first responders and winners of several citizen and volunteer awards. So this is free and open to the public, and I'm so excited because not only are we going to have refreshments from Chick-fil-A at University Place, we're going to have a sing-along with the UNC Lorelei's.
Nice.
So come join us 6 to 8 at University Place for the Salute to Community Heroes.
Awesome. And that's a really good event. I know that you do it every year, and it's a great, great opportunity to recognize some people who often go unrecognized, like the people who work behind the scenes and make all this cool, great, inspiring stuff happen in Chapel Hill and Carrboro in our community every single day. That day, we get to recognize some of them, at least, and it's a great thing.
It's a great thing. I always encourage people to kind of combine it with some local holiday shopping here at University Place, but also it's just an opportunity need to really tell family members how important the contributions of their family members, you know, different police officers of the year, firefighters of the year, come join us to be honored. And it's great to tell them, be able to have an opportunity to thank them for their service and thank their family members, because we know that firefighters and police officers and sheriff's office employees every day, you know, risk their lives and to help keep our community safe. So it's a great opportunity to say thank you.
So CarolinaChamber.org is the chamber's website. CarolinaChamber.org/events is their calendar page if you want more information about all of these events and happenings. Kristen Smith here from the Chamber of Commerce in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. What else is going on? We got the holiday parade coming. Oh, we got the Hillsborough parade coming up on Saturday, and then the Chapel Hill parade, Chapel Hill Carrboro parade on Saturday the 10th, right? Am I
getting
the date right?
It'll be an exciting time to go downtown. Actually, the chamber used to sponsor the holiday parade, but now the Raleigh JCs have picked up our slack, and we're excited to support this community event. Know that if you're not sure where to park downtown, visit parkonthehill.com. Thanks so much to the partners like the town and the downtown partnership bringing us the holiday parade.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Great way to get in the spirit. So we've got a full week for you planned this upcoming week.
Take a rest for the next couple of days.
Exactly.
Go to Hillsborough and do that, because that's always a lot of fun too on Saturday, and then come back to town beginning on Monday. And
I will say this, tomorrow morning I got so excited about what was going on next week, I forgot to tell you what's going on tomorrow. Our Economic Development and Public Policy Committee, it's our last one of the year, open to any chamber member employee. We're going to hear from Joe Stewart with the North Carolina Free Enterprise Foundation. He's going to give us, it's been almost a month since the election, and give us some post-election analysis. He is often featured in both local and statewide media outlets, and I'm really excited to hearing from him. Again, this is open to any chamber member employee, 8 to 9:30 tomorrow at the chamber. We're excited to hear from Joe Stewart with the North Carolina Free Enterprise Foundation.
Awesome. And check out again carolinachamber.org/events for the full event calendar. A lot coming up next week, so don't miss out. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.